Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of King Herod. Joseph and Mary lived in Nazareth in Galilee, but they had to go to Bethlehem to be registered, as it was the city of their ancestors. While they were still there, travelers from the east arrived in Jerusalem. They were magi, or wise men, a class of scholars who were highly regarded in the east because of their great knowledge. These learned men spent time observing the stars and studying the course of the planets. This led them to the discovery of an unknown and very bright star. At that time, it was frequently thought that an unusually brilliant star announced the presence of an important person, and they concluded that a great king had been born. So they set out to find him, taking rich presents to offer the newborn king. They followed the star which went before them and came to Jerusalem. On arrival, they asked the people there, "Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." But the inhabitants of Jerusalem were unable to give them an answer. When King Herod heard about these unusual visitors and why they had come, he was very disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. He knew that the Israelites were waiting for the promised Messiah. So he called together the chief priests and teachers of the law and asked them where Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem of Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. You, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the princes of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." Then Herod called the wise men secretly to find out the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and find the child. Then report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." The wise men went on their way, and to their joy the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the young child was. They entered the house and saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. They opened their treasures and presented him with gifts worthy of a king: gold, incense, and myrrh. Then, having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. When the wise men had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." So Joseph got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the wise men, he was furious and gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learnt from the Magi. So Jeremiah's prophecy concerning the massacre in Bethlehem was fulfilled, and there was weeping and great mourning throughout the town, as all the mothers refused to be comforted because of the loss of their children. After Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who are trying to take the child's life are dead." So Joseph took the child and his mother and returned to the land of Israel. But he dared not go to Judea when he heard that one of Herod's sons was reigning there in place of his father. Again he was warned in a dream to withdraw to the district of Galilee, and he went to live in Nazareth. Next episode, the boyhood of Jesus.